Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would have been fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Please be seated. This Sunday marks the end of our liturgical year. Next week, we begin a new liturgical year with the start of Advent. The end of the liturgical year is called Christ the King Sunday. It is a time to reflect on the meaning of God's kingdom. As we are taught by Jesus to pray, "Thy kingdom come." Jesus is reminding us that God's kingdom is already here, right now in this world, and it's our job to advance God's kingdom, advocate for a world as God intended it to be. While the kingdom is here among us now, the kingdom is also yet to come. In seminary, we call this the kingdom now and not yet. God's realm is here, present in our midst, but not fully here, and we won't experience that until we return to God. We see and experience the kingdom in glimpses of God's grace, experiences so powerful and most often so brief that they catch us and can take our breath away. We remember these moments in our lives as pivotal times that are so beautiful, so filled with meaning that we carry them with us throughout our lives. These moments happen to us as individuals and can happen to us as a community. While we use the term kingdom, some today find it offensive in that it brings up issues of power and authority that historically have not always been used well. So I'm switching to the word realm instead. These moments of grace and beauty are realm moments, and stories go with them where God was so clearly present and came near. And I'm going to invite you in a minute to share a simple realm moment of your own, a time when you were aware of God's presence. It doesn't have to be a long story, but more of a moment when God was so clearly present for you that you knew that God's realm had come. And I'll warn you, I am putting you on the spot. At the 8 o'clock, we had very shy folks, so I hope that you will step up and mention what has been meaningful to you. So to give you some time to think a bit, I will give you some of my personal observation of those realm moments that I have experienced this year in this community. I experienced a realm moment when Sarah Benvenuti, who had been helping here occasionally last fall at our events, came and asked me if she could be baptized. Here was an 18-year-old young woman who had no prior history of church, but having seen something special in this community, she came forward with a little trembling and fear and asked to join the body of Christ as expressed in this place. It was also a God moment when her father Peter, someone who hasn't been a church person, also started showing up with her and who stepped up just this past weekend to monitor the parking for the ecumenical service at the synagogue. I experienced it again when a former parishioner named Marge, now living in a retirement home and hasn't been to church in more than 20 years, wrote me a letter, and I followed up with a phone call inquiring of a visit to her. She said no, and then a few weeks later she called and asked if I would bring her communion. It was the first time she received communion in 20 years. She now corresponds with me on a regular basis and goes online to hear these sermons. She's also one of the most spiritual people I've met since coming to St. Peter's. I saw God's realm draw near for just a fleeting moment when at Emil Karen's funeral, a nephew of his who had a severe brain injury and very limited speech or cognitive abilities yelled out from the congregation, "That's so nice," as I raised a highball to Emil from this very pulpit. Most recently, I felt the hand of God when I had the privilege of being with Tom and Pam Atwood and Tom's brother John at the bed of his dying mother, Dorothy, just two Sundays ago. God came close to us this year through the baptisms of Sarah and Tom and Forrest and Jackson and Blake, or God calling loved members of this congregation home this year, like Emil and Phil and Henry and Barbara, Dolores and Shirley, where the Spirit seemed alive in our midst in small and touching moments of grace. God's realm was felt at the celebration we all shared at the gala evening to launch our hall to the wider community. It was present in conversations and moments of grace shared between old and new friends that night, some of whom had not been in St. Peter's Church in years. I experienced the closeness of God's realm at various dinners and fundraising events we hosted this year. For me, I witnessed God among the people I was getting to know. One woman who was not a church person came up to me and asked if I would plan her mother's funeral, someone not from our parish. It was shared in the fun and especially the laughter at those events that seemed to come easily and flowed during those occasions of just being together. These are just some of the moments this year that I recall which God's kingdom came close and for a moment experienced God's truth, the Holy Spirit at work, God's realm in our midst. Now I'm going to put you on the spot. Maybe it's something as simple as a hug during the sign of peace when you needed it most that God's realm came near. Maybe it was a kind word someone spoke when you were hurting. Maybe it was an unexpected phone call in the midst of a troubled time that brought you comfort, or an unexpected card that came in the mail. What were some of those kingdom moments for you this past year? I'm just going to open up the floor and hopefully people will be able to hear.
Something?
Then as we reflect on those moments that each of us has in our hearts that we treasure over the years, I invite you to pray with me. Father, your grace is poured out on humankind like showers of blessings, yet it is only by storing up your saving grace that we turn away from evil and walk in the ways of righteousness. Many earthly leaders have come and gone, but you are the eternal one whose realm knows no end. We humble ourselves as we bring honor to your holy name and strive to live as a people eager to reconcile and restore this world as you have made it. Amen.